You know, you didn't mention anything about the Browns. And as you know, there was a little bit of a shakeup in the front office there yesterday. I wondered if they consulted you, Tom, on any of those changes.
That's the next open forum.
Next open forum. So we obviously wish the Browns success, especially because of the relationship the system now has with them. And we look forward to a championship year here in the relatively near future, we hope. And Tom, I want to assure you that all of our meetings are standing room only in this auditorium. Well, some of them anyway. You know, it's important to occasionally reflect on the past, because it's our past that has strengthened us for our good future. And we have the pleasure today you guys probably noticed this, it's kind of the elephant in the middle of the room. There's a new piano there that you've never seen before. And I want to talk a little bit about this, because it's really a rich part of the history of this organization. As many of you may or may not know, this Gates Auditorium, this Gates Medical Building, is at the previous site of the Gates Hospital for Crippled Children, which is an important part of our legacy and played a role in the eventual creation of Easter Seals, etc. But we're very fortunate to have with us today Rene Vierhoff, who was actually a patient at the Gates Hospital for Crippled Children, was, I think, the first patient of Dr. Hassler, one of our fine orthopedic surgeons for many, many years. And, you know, we're very fortunate that Rene treasures our history just as we do. And Rene has had this fine piano, this Kanabe piano. And of interest, this piano was built in 1908, which all you historians out there probably remember. That's the year this hospital opened. And so this institution and this piano started at the same time. And as you can see, this piano is held up very well, and so has our institution. Now, you may not have heard the name Kanabe. The brand actually came over, the people actually came over from Germany. But back around the turn of that last century, it was one of the finest pianos around. It was kind of the Steinway of its time. Francis Scott Key had a Kanabe. Albert Einstein had a Kanabe. Even Elvis Presley had a white Kanabe. And I'm sad to say there were three Kanabes on the Titanic, so there's three of them at the bottom of the ocean. So, but it is a fine piano, and we are so blessed to now have that displayed at our institution. And Rene Vierhoff, would you please stand? We want to thank you for this presentation. Yeah, she says I got to play it sometime, and we'll see. We'll see about that. You know, as Tom mentioned, we did have our first open heart surgery yesterday by the UH team working with our team. It had an excellent outcome, and we have at least three more scheduled in the very near future. And this is a very positive turnaround. As you know, we've had a history, a strong history of open heart surgery here, as well as cardiology. And you know, we've gone through some transition over the last year or so, but to have accomplished this, you know, we became partners on January 1st, and here we are, what, about 41, 42 days later, and we've got this up and running. It's a tremendous achievement, and I want to thank anybody in the crowd here, anybody involved with it. I want to thank you for making that transition so quickly, so efficiently, and we did it so well. So I look forward to the regeneration of our open heart program. UH is going to do a great job helping us get there. So for everybody involved with that, please, thank you. I can tell you this transition has, all transitions, change, as Tom alluded to, can be challenging, but I can tell you, it's gone as well as any of us could have imagined. And I've talked to you about this before, and I'll be brief on it, but you know, we knew there was good strategy between these organizations. University Hospitals has a strong history, but it's been more predominantly an east-sided organization. We help bring them strength on the west side. They bring many strengths to our organization. Together, we have good strategy. But even better, we have a great cultural mix. These two organizations are blending very well, very quickly. And that's going to help us accomplish our task. So I look forward to a very positive future. We reflect on the past because that's what's prepared us for the future. But we look forward to an excellent future together. So I thank all of you. I thank the UH team. And I thank all of you for your fine work. Please.